the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Anybody who knows our music director, Cheryl Foster, knows that she walks through the door with a bright smile and a warm greeting. But about 3 weeks ago, she walked through the door with a glittering, gleaming grin and an ebullient hello. We quickly found out why. A lifelong friend, longtime friend, Christine, had given birth that very morning to baby James. As Cheryl talked about Christine and baby James, I could just picture the new mother with the baby tight in her arms, saying her first words to him, "Hello, I love you." Ooh. And James replying back with squirms and gurgles, whimpers and wails that Christine responded to by tucking the blanket a little tighter or adjusting him in her arms or feeding him. This was their first language together as mother and child, a language of intimacy and of relationship. This is the language that author Eugene Peterson calls the first language, the language of intimacy. He then goes on to talk about the second language, the language of information, which is beyond relationship and moves to the object environment. It names and it categorizes. It helps us to move from animal to mammal to mouse. It's the language of schooling and knowledge. And he talks about a third type of language, the language of motivation. Language moves us and we use it to move others. This is the language of buy, vote, go. But it is the first language, the language of Christine and baby James, that is the language of prayer. And our readings this Advent teach this language to us. It is a language with limited content, but that is rich in meaning. It is a language of intimacy between us and God. It is language that is not about God and about faith, but is to and with God. We see this language modeled for us each week in Advent, in our readings from Isaiah in weeks 1, 2, and 3 of Advent, and from Mary in the final week of Advent. This is the language of the prophet's prayers. Last week, we heard about the prayer language of lament, of grief and protest bound into one. This week from Isaiah, we hear the language of prayer. Here is your God. Today's reading from Isaiah begins with God commissioning a divine counsel to say to the people Israel, "Comfort, comfort, O my people." God has doled out a double punishment to Israel for their sins. But now that punishment, that double penalty is passed, and God says, "My presence will be revealed." Then a voice from God's divine counsel says, "Cry out." And Isaiah says, "What are we supposed to cry out?" The council responds by proclaiming the eternal reliability of God's word in contrast to the fragility of human life. We are like withering grass and fading flowers. And then the divine counsel answers Isaiah by saying, here is what you are to cry out. Here is your God. This is our prayer language. It's limited in content, but deep in intimacy. It does not name or categorize or cajole. Instead, it's a declaration of relationship. God, here with us. That's it, people. That's our language. Here is your God. Sarah Miles, in her book, Take This Bread, shares a here is your God moment in her own life. In her youth, Miles was raised on the New York Times. It's not just how they spent their Sunday mornings, but it shaped the way her family thought about the world, using reason, logic, rationalism. In adulthood, Miles became a war correspondent and traveled across the globe documenting war and injustices, particularly in Central America. She returned to San Francisco, her hometown, and was struggling. One day, she walked by St. Gregory of Nyssa Episcopal Church, and she heard music emanating from the building. She walked in, and she stayed for the worship. She received communion that day for the first time, and it profoundly impacted her. She writes, I couldn't reconcile the experience with anything I knew or had been told, but neither could I go away. For some inexplicable reason, I wanted that bread again. I wanted it all the next day after my first communion, and the next week, and the next. It was a sensation as urgent as physical hunger, pulling me back to the table at St. Gregory's. Communion was Miles' here is my God moment. Here is our God is also what the Reverend Roderick Burton and the people of the new Northside Missionary Baptist Church have been proclaiming during this pandemic. I was at a meeting this week of the Interfaith Partnership with Reverend Burton. Each of us was asked to detail how our congregation was responding to the pandemic. Reverend Burton said that on the first Sunday of each month, his congregation had decided to have drive-through communion and prayer. But as people drove through, because of the economic downturn and because of businesses shutting down, what he noticed was that the people were living in their cars. Many people living in their cars. In the spirit of Matthew 25, the people of the new Northside Missionary Baptist congregation said, here is our God living in his car in the middle of a global pandemic. And they responded. They moved their monthly food bank from Tuesday afternoon to the first Sunday of the month. They realize that it's hard to stay safer at home when you don't have a home. And so they distributed personal protective equipment and hand sanitizer. Suddenly, First Sunday communion and prayer was also First Sunday food bank and PPE distribution. The people of New Northside Missionary Baptist looked at the people in front of them, said, here is our God, and they acted. I am certain that here at St. Francis, we want to act as our siblings at New Northside Missionary Baptist did. I am certain that we want to cry out, "Here is our God," and to respond. It's evident that we do in our parish profile that articulates our hopes for this community. We want to be a place that grows in spirituality, in service to the community, and in our commitment to children. As we strive for these things, we will need to use the language of information, newsletters, budgets, vision and mission statements. We will need the language of motivation. Go make disciples. Come to the table. The language of Matthew 25. Feed, clothe, visit, love. But our first call, St. Francis, will always be to use the language of Christine and baby James. The language of intimacy and relationship with God. To first use the prophet's prayer language, the language of Advent, and to have it undergird everything that we do. To look, to see God, and to cry out, "Here is our God." This week, as you light your Advent wreath, take a shower, do centering prayer, or drive your car, I encourage you to return to your first prayer language, the language of intimacy, the language of prophetic prayer, and proclaim, "Here is my God."